Church, we're not alone. God is with us in every moment of our lives. You know, I go through dry spells in my life. I go through times I don't always feel God the way I want to feel Him. I wonder sometimes, God, are you there? Because I've not felt you the way I want to feel you sometimes. Or I thought things weren't supposed to go this way in my life. I didn't plan this out. We try to orchestrate and plan our future with steps. And then when those steps get misstepped, we're like, it wasn't supposed to be like this. What happened? God knew what would happen. God knew what you'd be going through. God knew that you would face these storms. But He didn't leave us alone. Go to my first scripture, Jeremy. Psalms 46:1. I love this verse. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help. See, God is not some distant God. We have to do everything just right to get His attention. If I chant just right, if I dance just right, if I pray just right, then God will move on my behalf. God is a present help, not a distant help. Present means near. It means here. It means now. We need now help, don't we? Church, I don't need help when I go to heaven. I'll have pretty much the help I need. I need help today. I need help raising my family, teaching my kids, being a husband, being a father, being a pastor, being a friend, being a Christian, being a light. I need help now. Because there's things that come to my life I have no way of figuring out. I have no way of accomplishing or fixing. What do you say when the doctor comes in and says, I'm sorry to inform you have stage 3, stage 4 cancer? What do? You need more than religion. You need more than Sunday celebration. You need a God that's a present help that says, God, you knew the doctor would say that. You knew I'd be in this room when he came in. You knew what was in my body. And I call upon you to be the help in my life that I need. Help me, God, and hold me and heal me and strengthen me in this storm. We need that help. My grandma battled cancer. She wasn't expecting that, to go in and say, you've got cancer. God, heal my grandma. That's been 7, 8 years ago. 6 years ago. Grandma said, I'm going to trust God. He can help me. When you're going through your most broken state in life, and as a pastor, you hear so many things, and see, I love this church so much. I love all of you so much. And every time we have an office visit where y'all are sharing something with me, I love you a little bit more. Because I see the brokenness. I see the scars. I see the hurts. I see the pain. I see beyond the Sunday handshake and the check in the plate and see you next week, Pastor. I see way beyond that. I see a little girl or a little boy that their whole life has been struggling with lies about themselves and condemnation and judgment sentenced upon them, where the devil's always just been around like a vulture circling a carcass on a road, always there, reminding you of what you are. When God says, no, don't you understand? I stepped in and changed all that. I went behind the veil. I don't care what you did, where you've been, or how much sin you've committed. I am the one that's forgiven you and redeemed you from all your iniquities and all your sins. I've removed them as far as the east is from the west. See yourself as I see you, the righteousness of a holy God. Glory to God. That's how I see you. We don't see each other that way. That is so sad. We see the 16-year-old that gets pregnant out of wedlock, and all we want to do is cast stones and judge. Thank God I wasn't a teenage dad. It could happen to me. God's hand was on my life. We judge the divorced couple. We judge the person that looks different than us. We judge the person that they dress different. We judge the and we gotta look deeper in that and understand that's God doesn't care about that. All God wants is for you to call upon His name and say, I need a Savior. He says, I'm here and I'm ready to rescue you from all that you are entrapped in. I'm ready. Because I'm a present help. I'm not a distant help. I'm not a way off God. People say, I don't pray much, and I don't know if God even hears me. Of course He hears you. He knows your every step and your every heartbeat. He knows your every breath. There is nothing catches God off guard. Your sin last night didn't catch God off guard. Your dark season you're going through now, God knew it was coming. It's not like God had an uh-oh moment. Oh, gosh. I've got to get my hand back on that one. That one got away from me. They broke the fence and they scattered. No, we're a sheep. God knows where all of us are at all times. You know what grace is? Grace is the unmerited, undeserving favor and love of God for our lives. Grace means this. I don't have to perform to go to heaven. He performed so I could be in heaven. He went to a cross and sacrificed it all. That name of Jesus, church, is under such attack right now because it's the only name that has any power. To think that a Savior would love... Do you ever look at yourself in the mirror? How could God love this? How could God love what I've done, where I've been, who I... How could God love this package I'm looking in the mirror at? How could He possibly love that? He knows what I've done. He knows what I've said, what I've thought, where I've been. But see, none of the things we do, right or wrong, changes the love God has for us. Because God's love is not measured on our merits. Don't you love your own children no matter what they do? You might want to wring their neck and knock them halfway on the floor and kick them to Jupiter. Jupiter's too close. I mean, you want to get them gone. But you know what? You can't help but love them. How many of your kids have told you, Mom, Dad, don't worry, I'm fine. Don't worry, just don't worry about me. Sure, I can just turn that off, right? I can just turn the worry off. Oh, okay, you said don't worry, so I won't worry. I'll turn it off. Okay, I don't worry no more. I'm a zombie. Remember the guy on the lawnmower commercial? I'm so in debt. I'm in debt to my eyeballs. He's like a zombie. We can't just turn that off. We worry about our kids. Why? Because we love them. And it stinks to love your kids so much sometimes. Don't it? It stinks. Because you can't just turn it off. I've got my daughter 12 years old now. She's back there. 12 years old. Be 13 in July. Growing up like a young, look like Christian. So more and more the older she gets. She walked in this morning. I had to look because she's shot up so much. Ashley's got all these issues still to cross. I'm like, we've been through it with two kids. My Lord, I got another one to go through all this. Are you kidding me?